The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 158. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidley, producer number four. No, that's not true. Producer number nine, so much more than a producer.
Producer number four.
Who, you know who producer number four was?
No.
Matt Jones.
Oh, really?
Back in the day. Remember Matt?
Oh, I remember Matt
Great
Jones.
Great kid. Yeah. Matt Jones went on to work at like
Tampa Bay,
but then he ended up
news.
In New York City after
really?
That. Yeah. Yeah. Bigger and better things. That kind of thing. This hour, by the way, sponsored by Better, BETR. Better Picks is the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Download Better or visit better.app now. Sign up now and get a free $10, no deposit necessary. That's better.app, BETR.APP. We get tweets beating the book. Brian Schaefer, happy new year to the numbers game crew. Hope everyone has a happy, healthy, bet winning new year. Happy new year, everyone. You too, Brian. Always appreciate it. Brian, big Philly fan. And I read that one from Christian Marge. Oh, no, I didn't. Happy new year, gentlemen. Thanks for all you guys do daily to inform and entertain us. Oh, no, I did. He's flying in from Charlotte Super Bowl weekend. My bad. I apologize for that. Happy New Year to all of you, to you and yours on all this, for whatever you're doing on this New Year's Eve 2025 into 2026. Kelly and I will be watching football and then going to bed early so we can be back on air tomorrow.
Maybe really.
Whole VSiN day tomorrow, right? Everybody's in again.
Yeah.
For New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Your schedule might change, but ours does not.
Got news coming down right now, Gil. Josh Allen will not practice today. Sean McDermott said, quote, it looks like Allen is moving in the right direction, end quote.
So we have read between the lines and we decided that Josh Allen will start to keep his starting streak alive and then at some point he'll be
I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, he joins us each and every Wednesday at this time. We always appreciate it. Warren Sharp with a special New Year's sale for VSiN listeners. Right now you can get full access to all of his betting recommendations this week for just $29.99. That includes all college playoff and bowl bets, along with all sides, totals, and props for Week 18. Go to sharp.football and click the top link to join today. Warren Sharp joins us now at Sharp Football on Twitter, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line from somewhere in the DMV, District, Maryland, Virginia. Good morning, Warren. Happy New Year.
Good morning, fellas. Happy New Year. You're absolutely right. I agree 100%. Josh Allen's going to hand the football off and then get the heck out of Dodge.
Yeah.
A lot of these quarterbacks, a lot of these teams without much to play for, you know, you do wonder what their strategies are going to be. But at this point, this late stage in the season with so many injuries around the NFL, I really think it's just getting to the wild card round and seeing who you're going to play. And don't really worry that much about trying to fit, we should win this game so we can get the fifth seed versus the sixth seed. Like, get healthy as possible. And because I don't think that there are any super teams in the playoffs this year. I don't think that there's anybody on either side of the ball, even some of the number one seeds, where you could say, well, this team's a juggernaut, sort of pencil them in all the way through, like you're filling out a March Madness bracket into the finals. Like, we don't have that this year. Every week, a team that plays a good game versus a team that plays a poor game could win. It doesn't matter how large of an underdog they're going to be in the postseason this year. And as a result, I think it's just about execution, matchups, game planning for that specific opponent, and being as healthy as possible in the wild card round games.
Couldn't agree more. We were talking about it earlier that the mainstream media tends to overrate, right? Unless it's, again, number one seed, different story, make miss playoffs, different story, perhaps jockeying to play the number four division team in the wild card round. Maybe that's a different story, but 2, 3, 6, 7, these teams do not care in the same way that we might think they do. Even you said off air, because of the squirreliness of Week 18, you almost, your brain, Mr. Warren Sharp, who does the NFL all the time, even your brain switches to sort of college football for a week?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, especially this point in the week. I mean, normally I've gone through all of my matchups. I've got, you know, a 30-page printout where I match up, you know, cover three rate versus defenses against cover three and how well they match up. I put that to the side a little bit right now, and I'm focusing on strength of schedule, who have teams played, because I want to see what I think is going to happen. Once we get to next week, I want to be ahead of the curve. I want to be ready to fire on Sunday night based upon what I know about these teams at that stage, or Monday morning, what I know about the teams that are going to be in the first round of the playoffs, rather than trying to figure out, you know, which quarterback is actually going to go? Is it going to be the second string or the third string quarterback? I mean, we saw a line move from, I want to say, at circa there this morning, it was -6 for the Vikings. It moved to 7.5 on the news that they're calling up Desmond Ridder from, you know, the practice squad. He might be active this week because Malik Willis wasn't going to play. They didn't officially say that Malik Willis isn't going to play, but he's injured. I don't think anybody actually thought Malik Willis wasn't going to play, but you know, you've got the lines moving as a result of some of that information, which is like, is it the second or is it the third or the fourth string guy going to go? I just, some of these things, I want to wait till later on in the week to see what is happening. And if you fired on some things earlier this week, great. If you didn't, then you wait a little bit to see what's actually going to happen. So that's one thing. I mean, there is a game that I did bet a little bit on, mainly because of some of the records. I could talk a little bit about, I didn't tell you this before, but the Steelers game on Sunday Night Football. You know, my model doesn't show a lot of value for the under in this game. But from a game matchup and, you know, styles make fights type situation, I did look a little bit on the under first half there at 20.5. Look, the games in Pittsburgh are the ones that are trending towards the under. The last five times that these two teams have played in Pittsburgh, all of them have gone under in the first half. They don't score a lot of points in the first half of these games. The Pittsburgh Steelers have struggled a ton. They're without two of their most explosive weapons in DK Metcalf and Darnell Washington now. They really haven't had to play games without those guys. We saw what they looked like last week without DK Metcalf, but Darnell Washington was playing in that game before he got injured. Then you look at the Baltimore Ravens. Are you going to get a very injured Lamar Jackson with a back and temperatures that are supposed to be like 18, 19 degrees at kickoff? This is air temps. I don't know about the wind chill, but the air temps are supposed to be below 20 degrees. At least they were last night. That's going to be difficult in terms of how he's going to perform with his back injury. And then if you switch gears and say it's going to be Tyler Huntley, well, Tyler Huntley, I want to say in his last 8 or 9 starts for the Baltimore Ravens, yes, he did go over in the last game against the Green Bay Packers. Prior to that, 8 straight unders in the first half for Tyler Huntley. They just, you know, both of these coaches, they probably don't have a ton of respect. If it's Tomlin, it's like, I don't think Tyler Huntley's putting up 30 points on me. And then if you're Harbaugh, you're looking at Aaron Rodgers without DK Metcalf. You're like, I don't think he's, the main thing is don't turn the football over. Don't lose this game early. Play our style of strong defense, strong run defense, and don't lose it early. And I think that type of mentality trends towards a first half under, starting a little bit more slowly. Even though the numbers, the raw data and your models don't really support it, I think the matchup here and what's at stake would lead towards that.
Ravens Steelers, of course, the game that closes out week 18, Sunday night at Acrisure, the game for the AFC North title, winner take all. I should say a tie, though, goes the way of the Steelers in that case. Okay, let's go back to a comment you made earlier, though, because I want to seize on this. You were talking about scheduling. You have sort of a little cottage industry when the schedule first comes out in the offseason. You do a great job of breaking down the schedule. So this is a nice little bookend as we head into the postseason. What have you sort of, in your analysis, what did you learn here a week away from the playoffs?
One of the things is a lot of these playoff teams just have not been tested very much by opposing teams, specifically on the defensive side of the football. I've made a lot of Denver Broncos fans mad. It's funny, Gil, and Kelly, on Twitter, you can just make people mad by tweeting a simple fact, and then people just skew it in all types of different directions. Like, I'm literally just listing out the quarterbacks that the Denver Broncos have defeated. You know, but the quarterbacks that the Denver Broncos have defeated, it's about to be Trey Lance. Then it's Chris Oladokun, then it's Jordan Love, then it's Kenny Pickett and Geno Smith combined, then it's Marcus Mariota. You could go back all the way to week one. I mean, the first couple of weeks of the season, they beat Cam Ward and Jake Browning. There you go. You got the tweet right there on the screen. Yep. Perfect for them, for the producer. So all these quarterbacks, it's like a lot of rookies, a lot of backups. They haven't really been tested. And you know what? This is the by my metrics, this is the fifth easiest schedule of opposing quarterbacks faced. Now, when you look at who was swapped in late and who got injured during the game, it's going to be even easier than that. But by the raw metrics in terms of the overall strength of the opposing passing attack, it's the fifth easiest. If you could believe it, the New England Patriots have played an even easier schedule. So if you look at the Denver Broncos, backing up for a second, they're slated to be the number one seed. They've got Bo Nix as their quarterback. Their offense is good, but not elite by any stretch. What they hang their hat on is their defense, and specifically this pass defense. And the pass defense just really hasn't even been tested, which is why I'm saying, like, I don't think that even a team that's the number one seed like them, or the Patriots, who have played the easiest overall schedule in the NFL, you could say, I'll pencil them in. Like, there's definite aspects to all of these teams that are really good, but there's nothing really complete about any of these teams in my mind, which is going to set up for a very fun postseason to watch and to handicap, and hopefully some fun upsets and some interesting outcomes in these games that make it entertaining for viewers of football and watching some of these contests.
Yeah, for viewers, absolutely. For bettors, you know, remains to be seen if that becomes a better recipe or not. I just want to say something just to riff off the New England thing. I said this earlier in the week. I'll say it again. The New England Patriots have beaten fewer winning teams, meaning one, than the New York Giants have. Just, again, that
unbelievable.
It's not the Patriots. The Patriots have crushed tons of opponents. I get it. Drake May's been awesome. But again, to your point, Warren,
stop using facts.
We're going to throw out a fact and people will get very upset. I'm sure I'll get, you know, oh, you hate the Patriots. I'm just giving you a fact. We can go from there, you know, however we want. Always a pleasure, Warren. Appreciate it. Happy New Year to you and yours, and have a great New Year's Eve. You and the family.
Happy New Year's, guys.
Warren Sharp, everybody. At Sharp Football, once again, full access to all of his stuff right now for just $29.99. That includes all college playoff and bowls bets, along with all sides totals and props for Week 18. Go to sharp.football. Click the top link to join today. How about we do a little NFL Week 18 whip around as best we can. On the other side, it's a numbers game at Visa, the sports betting network. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Think you know sports? Then it's time to get paid for it. Better Picks is the daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash, and I mean fast. Here's how it works. Download the Better app, pick more or less on your favorite player stats, and when your picks hit, you win. Right now, new users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. And when you do deposit, you'll get a 50% deposit match up to $200. Better is action every day of the year. NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, and more. So there's always a lineup to build and always a chance to win. Getting started is easy. Head to better.app, that's BETR.APP, or download Better in the App Store or Google Play. And don't forget to use promo code VSiN to claim your free $10 and your deposit bonus. Better Picks, if you know sports, it's time to prove it. That's right. Getting aggressive on that read. We get tweets. Torch D, the one who put the satin in your panties. I'm beyond excited for the NFL playoffs this year. If you had seen the playoff bracket before the season started, you would blank yourself. The Bears are a 2 seed. Ha, 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 ha. What? I thought I'd read that literally. I probably didn't do enough ha's. It was about 8 of them. Fairway Fred. Happy New Year, gentlemen. My New Year's resolution for us is not to be a part of bad beats in 2026. Well, good luck to us.
Yeah.
They won't be able to
escape that one.
They tend to come around. And Johnny Ringo, thank you for providing the final footnote needed for my thesis paper, Why Gil Hates Drake May, a season in review. Do not hate him. I'm just saying, they've only beaten one winning team. Giants have beaten two. That's all.
So much hate.
So much hateration.
Got the Harvard Handicappers boys bothering me with a clutch player of the year award ideas.
Oh, God. Are you guys betting that?
This is the one that I actually think there's value in betting this award, but I told myself last year, I probably said it on the show, I'm not looking. This all goes off the NBA clutch stats that they basically made up themselves over the years.
And NBA clutch player of the year, an award given to a National Basketball Association player who, quote, best comes through for his teammates in the clutch, unquote.
Yes, there.
Thanks for that definition.
There's some timing down there too at the end of the fourth quarter, yeah. Final 5 minutes of the game, I believe it is.
Oh, do they really stipulate that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I don't see that.
Okay.
So the, but I told myself last year, I'm like, I'm not looking at this market or the stats until January at a minimum, just because like you have to let the number of clutch games build up, the records, the scoring, all that stuff. So right now you've got Cade Cunningham's the short shot +260, SGA +320. I was actually shocked to see that SGA has been a part of 13 games played in clutch time minutes.
Whoa. This is what you guys talk about all day?
Yeah, this is what we talk about. This is literally what we talk about all day. Cool. It's very fascinating.
Jalen Brunson, you're reigning. Do you reign? If you win it, do you reign over, do you lord over the league as the reigning NBA clutch player of the year?
This conversation got sparked by a tweet from Colin Murphy. I know he tweeted at JVT and Mitch about Donovan Mitchell being good at 50-1. I was like, oh, that really does, it does jump out to me.
Do you remember the clutch players of the year before Jalen Brunson?
Stephen DeRozan?
Stephen DeAaron.
Oh, okay.
De'Aaron Fox. That's it. That's the history.
I mixed up my Kings. Sorry.
I can't find the 5-minute thing or the 2-minute thing. I'm looking for it everywhere. Anyway, that's the NBA Clutch Player of the Year Award. Something we'll talk about as the NBA season goes on. Let's do an NFL whip around. Let's do it. Okay.
All right. Final 5 minutes of the fourth quarter in overtime. When the score is within 5 points.
Okay. All right. Well, we have no intro, so we'll start with the Saturday games. Carolina at Tampa Bay. Once again, I can't really say cleanly now it's the battle for the NFC South title, because if Carolina wins, it is, right? Carolina wins, it's their title. But if Tampa Bay wins, we got to wait till Sunday when the Falcons play, because Carolina's path is we win or the Falcons win. That's what it comes down to with the Panthers. They now have an out where if all three teams, so if Carolina loses to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Saturday and the Falcons win on Sunday, there's a three-way 8-9 tie at the top of the NFC South.
Sexy.
And the Panthers win it based on the record between those three teams because they swept the Falcons, including that 30-0 shutout. I bet the Panthers +3 during guessing lines. On Monday, it is now Bucks -2.5.
Good on you. I've got like nothing on this game. It would be, I can't trust the Panthers, but man, this Bucks team is just limping to the finish line.
Yep. 7 of 8 they've lost. 7 of 8.
I think we're going to hear a lot about how much more injured Baker Mayfield has been than we all thought.
What a gamer. Love that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Seahawks Niners to close things out in the doubleheader on Saturday. The battle for not only the NFC West crown, but for the number one seed throughout the NFC playoffs.
I pulled the trigger last night, Gil. I threw the Niners in a teaser, in a 10-point teaser, three-team 10-point teaser. We'll mention the other ones when we get there.
How popular will a Saturday Panthers-Niners teaser be?
I don't know. It's a good question. I we would co-sign it because I really thought I liked Niners in teaser range. Even at a 6-point rate, we're up to 1.5. So a 6-pointer takes you up to 7.5. I just couldn't really find a dance partner I really liked with it for a 6-point teaser. So I did a 10-pointer with some of the big favorites on Sunday. But if we did an ANG one, obviously that's what we'd be doing. Yep. If I like this as a teaser leg and you like the Panthers.
Also, remember from a handicapping standpoint, if the Niners win this game and win the NFC South, excuse me, the NFC West, pardon me, and the number one seed and get the number one seed in the NFC playoffs, that would then render, don't usually use the word render, that would then render the Rams game or any Rams motivation the following day against the Cardinals moot, because the Rams would then be locked into the sixth seed. So let me say that again. If the Niners win on Saturday against the Seahawks, the Rams have nothing to play for against the Cardinals the next day.
I mean, they're another one. Like, I know we're going to get to that game, but like Sean McVay, whenever he's had an opportunity to like rest guys, like he rests guys, right? Nobody plays in the preseason, right? Like this is,
well,
I'm not
trying to even read the tea leaves there. Yeah. I'm just telling you what the seeding fact is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Niners win. Not only the Packers, the 7, because we know that already, but the Rams would be the 6 and the Seahawks would be the 5. That we would know. As far as then Sunday morning, Packers at the Vikings. Speaking of a team that is locked in, the Packers, as I just mentioned, they're the 7 seed. They got nothing to play for. Is it going to be Malik Willis? Is it going to be Jordan Love? Is it going to be Clayton Tune? Do we really know who's playing here? Do we have a definitive word?
No, what did we just heard from Warren that Desmond Ridder just got called up, which is probably not a good.
Packers got nothing to play for. They're going to whoever the 2 seed is. So they're either going to Chicago wild card week or they're going to Philly. And as we just learned, Philly sitting, folks. So it looks like it could be Chicago for the Packers.
Yeah, Packers just signed Desmond Ridder to the practice squad. So that
we have a Desmond Ridder sighting.
It's usually the not good news for one or both of your top two guys, which Jordan Love, I don't know if they'd trot him out there regardless, but Malik Willis is dealing with that shoulder injury. Malik Willis, going to get paid by someone this offseason.
He's been great.
He's going to get paid. Yep. If Justin Fields got paid last offseason by the Jets, he'll get something like
that. We should give Matt LaFleur credit for that, too.
Absolutely.
Yep. By the way, have you heard the, speaking of the Vikings, who are hosting the Packers in this meaningless game, have you heard the Lamar Jackson to Minnesota rumors that are starting offline? Yeah.
This total coming down this morning to 35.5 we're down to now, was up a little bit earlier. So, yeah, if we do get a, I don't think that's shocking at all, if we get a Ridder versus Brosmer, whatever. Yeah, I can understand that total coming
down. What about Ridder versus Brosmer? What about that?
As opposed to verse.
Let's just play with you. Colts and Texans. See what I did? Colts and Texans is going to be Riley Leonard going for the Colts. The three-game Phillip Rivers arc is donezo.
What was your favorite moment?
Oh, that time when he said, let's stink and go, or that other time where he said, daggummit.
Why do the Colts have to do these things where it was like, at the end of it, it feels very Jeff Saturday-ish, right?
Yes, where it's
like,
that's right.
Why did you just brought him in here just to be a spectacle? Like, the guy was...
Remember that?
I mean, we've always ripped on Rivers' throwing motion, but have you ever seen a guy shot put the ball down the field more than the past few weeks? No. With great timing, by the way. Like, I don't know how you throw the ball with that good timing.
Hall of Fame clock begins again in five-year clock.
Texans' second leg of that 10-point teaser for me. Did bring them down.
Texans right now, again, with the Texans, just talking about playoff stuff. Texans win, Jaguars lose. Unlikely, right? Given what the Jaguars have in front of them here with the Titans. But if that were to happen, the Texans would win the AFC South. But more likely, the Texans will end up with a 5 seed in all of this. Likely.
Let's go Texans, Browns, and Titans.
And by the way, not the Saturday early time slot, it looks like.
They might get absolved
of that.
I forgot you had a bet the Panthers-Bucks game. I was about to ask. My immediate question once we brought up that game board was going to be like, what's your level of excitement for this football game? Like, it is the most blah football game ever.
Now that there's an out, where it's unlike the Ravens-Steelers, now that it's not even a winner-take-all now.
Right.
Now it's much less because the Panthers can lose and be like, yeah, we still might win this.
Yeah, got to wait till Sunday.
Browns and Bengals, this means nothing to nobody except for Myles Garrett, a half sack behind Strahan and TJ Watt for the record for most sacks in a single season. They've got 22 and a half. He's got 22.
Okay, we didn't ask this question all week. I'll ask you. Did Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers dodge Myles Garrett last week, or did they just...
I brought it up on the Megapod.
Okay,
I brought up the fact, because Todd was like, wasn't that weird how Fannin Jr. caught that touchdown pass, and the dude was looking the other way, and I said, more likely, I felt like the game was weird, because it felt like the Steelers were more concerned about not letting Myles Garrett sack their precious Aaron Rodgers than they were winning a football game. So there's that. More of the whip around on the other side. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on the Numbers Game, don't forget about our big offer, VSiN.com/subscribe. For only $79, you'll get access to everything we do until May 1st, 2026. I'm talking daily best bets, DraftKings and Circa betting splits, AI-driven prop projections and matchup tools, 24/7 live and on-demand video on the VSiN Watch app, all the betting guides. Check it out for only $79. Till May 1st, 2026. Everything we do, VSiN.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin in the hizzy on this New Year's Eve morning. Happy New Year once again to you and yours. Mariners Geek on Twitter. Happy New Year to you guys and everyone except the Cincinnati Bengals, who failed to beat the Jets and cost me my survivor pick. Oh, it's always the Bengals.
Yeah.
It's always the
Bengals. Oh, the Bengals.
Larry Fresh, Happy New Year and everyone. You, Gil, Kelly, and everyone who helps the show run behind the glass and all the guests. Thanks for another year of laughs and great picks. Thank you, Larry. You too. And Jason H11, Kelly, my dance partner with the Niners in a teaser is Carolina. What could possibly go wrong?
If you like the Panthers, that makes sense, as Gil brought him up to.
The early bowl game in the early going, Iowa. Got the ball first, matriculated the ball down the field. Big Mark Gronowski, 44-yard scamper. including a Vandy penalty tacked on personal foul that set up a short touchdown run for the Hawkeyes. Kamari Moulton in from 4-7-0. They took the lead, and then Vandy was forced to punt the football. And subsequent to that, then Iowa now with the was there an interception? I thought you guys said there was an interception.
Iowa threw a pick. Vandy with the ball right now, third and five.
Iowa had first and goal at the Vandy 4, and Gronowski was picked. Oh, boy.
Oy,
boy.
Third and five coming up for Vandy in their own territory. Live numbers, Iowa, 2.5-point favorite, 45.5 your total.
Let's go, Iowa. Dr. Bob with the Iowa lean earlier. Hope everybody followed.
Where are they playing this game at? ReliaQuest Bowl. That's a lot of Iowa fans.
They travel well. It's the ReliaQuest Bowl, which is in Tampa, Florida.
I just guessed
that. Yeah, how'd you know?
Some of these games, I just know they're Tampa or Jacksonville. I never remember which is which.
It's like a beautiful day, and that's a fourth down, and Vandy forced to punt.
Like, is this the same
as 2:50 left in the first quarter?
Is this the same as the Tax Slayer Bowl, or is that a different one, or have they changed names? I don't even know.
Greatest bowl sponsors of all time. Back in the day, the http://. You know, some of those where they still had that, the URL all spelled out.
Oh, man.
Insights.com bowl kind of thing. All right, back to the NFL. Cowboys at Giants. I think the Cowboys are going to be a million. Not that my millions picks matter, but I think the Cowboys are going to be a filler pick for me as well. I think the Giants had their Super Bowl, quote unquote, last week, and I don't expect them to ruin their draft position anymore.
Right.
I don't know what we're going to get from the Cowboy stars in terms of how long they're going to play either, but I just think the Cowboys are a better football team. And I think the Giants had their moment last week, and that's that.
I mean, everything that I've seen so far, it looks like most of the Cowboys guys are going to go.
Yeah.
Dak's going and whatever, right? Like, this is a season that had its moments, but mainly lost for the year. And one of the bright spots has been Dak Prescott. Let him go lead the league in passing yards.
I bet this at -3 yesterday. Falcons now 3.5. Reduced juice, though, 3.5 even money here at Circa, hosting the New Orleans Saints. Everybody's aboard the Tyler Shuck train, those who have the Rookie of the Year tickets, but I just think the Falcons are we didn't really seize on this the other day when they beat the Rams, but the regret of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
They have to know they're the best team in this division. They have to know that they squandered a season, and I think they have big questions about Penix.
Yeah, took two shots at a quarterback and they don't have one.
Yeah, I just think that's what was my line when Michael Penix was playing? I was like, whatever the opposite of pocket presence is, that's what he's got. But I think they roll the Saints. I really do. I think they close strong, and I think they beat the Saints in cover.
So my one comment on that game, because I find the line movement interesting for a game that in the end for the season does not matter for the Falcons themselves, right? It can matter from some. We've jumped all the way from like one side of the three to the other.
Well,
I'm just for all the people out there.
It shouldn't have been one side of the three, though, according to my guess on Monday.
According to yours. What the market's telling us is we've moved past the three based on that Monday night result and what they could be a part of this week. If you're one of the people that's been in love with the Saints and Tyler Shuck, I don't know why you'd be passing on 3.5 now.
By the way, about the Cowboys, the Butler Did It tweets in, "Happy New Year's, guys. Love the show. Listen every day. Thank you." Did you see the DraftKings tweet where they asked AI to pick the next 50 Super Bowl winners? Did you see this?
No.
The only NFL team to not win a Super Bowl in the next 50 years by this.
Please tell me it was like Chiefs every year for the next 4 years.
No. The Dallas Cowboys still will not win a Super Bowl in the next 50 years. Jerry can't live that long, right? The Butler Did It says. Even the London Monarchs won a Super Bowl in the next 50 years, but not the Dallas Cowboys.
Wait, really?
Yeah. In their little grid that they put out. And David Montgomery. Sometimes Monarchs. I play football. Says a great Edsel reference. Finally understand what people are talking about. That's from earlier in the show.
I did Google that segment. It was segment one. I Googled it. I get it now.
Yeah. He's listening on the replay. Titans and Jaguars. Jaguars are 12.5-point favorites. Again, for the one of the remaining six survivors who, and I talked about this before last week, that guy had to save the Jaguars for this week.
Yeah.
And he is in the driver's seat of the remaining six. 12.5-point favorites hosting the Titans as the Jaguars look to close the season on an 8-game winning streak and stave off the Texans, who potentially could have a 9-game winning streak by one game. Imagine that the Texans, after beating the Jaguars, never lost another game, and the Jaguars never lost another game.
If these streaks continue, like the three teams in the AFC South, right? Because it's the Colts have lost whatever in a row now. Combined with those two, it's crazy. This Jaguars line was the reason, the biggest reason for why I wanted to go find the 10-point teaser.
Yes.
Getting that down to 2.5 against the Titans.
I think I got a 10-point teaser, a three-legger in me this week.
I think that was the biggest reason why I wanted to go play that. And I had mentioned San Francisco, if they had gotten out to a number, that would be make sense in a teaser. It did. I think 1.5, take that up to 11.5. Let's go.
This is part of the late window. Dolphins at Patriots. Remember, all games at the standard 1 o'clock Eastern kickoff time or at 4:25 Eastern. Dolphins at Patriots. Patriots 10.5-point favorites. Remember, if the Patriots win and the Broncos lose, the Patriots are the number one seed. Patriots have already clinched the AFC East. Anything here?
Might stick out to some people that this is not one of the sides I included in my 10-point teaser. I think that would make sense at 10.5, but I can see the Dolphins being just frisky enough in this last week to cause some problems.
Chiefs at Raiders. Raiders lose. They got the number one pick in the draft. They win? Well, there could be shenanigans. Are they really a threat to win?
This is one of those
Chris Oladokun going for the Chiefs, though.
This is one of those games, Gil, where I'm like, I feel like I should be betting the Chiefs. The Raiders having if you watched 5 minutes of that game last week, like the Raiders know exactly what they're doing at this point.
They made sure Brock Bowers and their only two superpowers are Brock Bowers and Max Crosby, and they said you can't play. Crosby took it very well, by the way.
I just don't know about you, but like in week 18, this is not. It's a side I play lightly. It's not one that I'm going to be loading up on, but it would only be a look at the Chiefs.
Do you think it's Travis Kelce's last game?
I forgot who I said. I heard say this. This is obviously what happens with Travis Kelce, right? Retires. We have the big farewell. And when the Chiefs are like 7-3 next season, he's the late season, comes back and plays for that down the stretch for the Chiefs.
That's one thing.
I heard someone say that, and I'm like, that's exactly what's going to happen with Kelce.
That kid ain't going anywhere. Lions at Bears. Bears favored by 3. Remember now, the Eagles are sitting players, so... Listen, Bears win. Bears are the number two seed. Eagles win. Bears lose. Eagles will be the number two seed. Otherwise, the Bears or the Eagles will be the three seed if they don't get to the number two seed. Bears are 3-point favorites against the Lions. Lions' most disappointing team in the NFL this year based on expectations?
Oh, for sure. I think we covered that yesterday. I guess we didn't put it out exactly like that, but yeah, probably.
Just a part of that game?
Just with season result. Lions would be the only side I could like. It's another one. Like, I'm not going to bet it. Like, it's Dan Campbell, though, right?
I don't know.
Like,
I go the other way on that because I think Ben Johnson recognizes that his team is young and that they can't sit players necessarily heading into the playoffs like other teams can. I could be very wrong about that.
They also lost to them earlier in the year, right? Yes, Lions destroyed the Bears. So, like, I don't know. When it's old coaches like that, right? Johnson have like something? Like, let me get something back on.
Well, you could take that argument the other way too, right? And say that, and so you could say Dan Campbell doesn't want the world to perceive that Ben Johnson was responsible for all their success.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah, Jets at Bills. So
playing the narrative game.
Yeah, I know. So we got to do it week 18, man. Bills are 7-point favorites against the Jets. This is such a placeholder line because the Jets stink. They've lost 4 straight by 23 points or more. That hasn't been done since 1972. They haven't had a pick all year long. It's the most incredible thing. And Josh Allen will probably take the first few snaps and bounce.
I've been trying to find if anybody has any Josh Allen props up. Yeah, nah.
Nobody's got them. Nah. And then the Eagles, in case you missed it earlier, the Eagles have said we're sitting, folks. So the Eagles have gone down from a 7-point favorite against Washington to 3.5. Eagles don't care about the number two seed. They're just fine being the number three seed. Again, seedings like that, 2, 3, 6, 7, these teams just don't think they matter as much as some of us do. Handicapping, mainstream media, all that. Coming back, we'll recap the bets and do more of these next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Don't forget, once again, we are sponsored here, of course, by Better. That's BETR. And if you think you know sports, you can get paid for it with Better Picks, the daily fantasy app that turns your sports knowledge into real cash. Just download Better BETR, pick more or less on your favorite player stats. And if your picks hit, you win. New users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. And when you deposit, you'll get a 50% match up to $200. Play NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, and more. Go to Better.app or download Better today and use promo code VSIN for your free $10 and deposit bonus. Staggering to the finish line, Kelly Bidley. Staggering.
Yeah. I just Googled something funny off air. Yes, we can. Not a Team USA chant, but the slogan used by President Obama during his campaign.
Yes, we can. That was right. why did you bring that up again?
We were talking about like Team USA chants. I believe that we will win. Like, it's just, why are we so bad with them? We're so bad with them.
What was your Pelicans thing?
Well, I'm like, I wonder if the Pelicans, I've been chanting for 3 years. Yes, we Pelican. Like, I don't know if they've picked up that slogan or not.
You're a genius. Marketing genius.
Pelicans in the account today.
We get tweets of beating the books. New York Mets 16. So we could have these possible matchups in the NFC next week. Number 5, Seattle at number 4, Carolina. Number 6, Rams at 3, Eagles. Number 7, Packers at 2, Bears. Oddly enough, all matchups we have seen in the recent past. Yep, all that's possible. Of course, might not shake out that way either. We'll see.
I kind of hope that doesn't happen. I've thought about that too.
Seattle, San Francisco would put that in the balance. Carolina, Tampa would, with Atlanta thrown in there.
Like, most of those matchups you just named would be like one-way betting action. Like Seattle going on the road to Carolina. Carolina's taking a dime off anybody.
Oh, no.
Like an actual dime.
No, that one, yes. But the other two? I disagree with you on the other two. Rams and Eagles. I think there's a lot of two-way action in that because I think there's going to be the Eagles can flip the switch crowd.
Okay.
Against what is perceived to be the best team in the NFL, the Rams, by many. And the Packers-Bears, I think that'll be two-way also.
Who's a team that's, I'm going to use this for Philadelphia for myself, a team that I have no interest betting on once the playoffs start and no interest betting against?
There's a lot of those.
There are.
Philly might be top of the list.
I think Philly's top of the list. I got to see something more before I could put a dollar on them.
San Francisco's kind of like that.
Man, at least their offense has proven to be consistently good here the past few weeks.
Yeah. Chance Copperbot. Okay, Gilly's starting to sound like Kyle from South Park. Oh, why has it got to be Kyle, Chance? I see what you did there. Kyle Schwartz, Kelly, from South Park with that stuffy nose. He might need to go in the IR. Happy New Year to the whole A&G crew and everyone over at VSIN. Let's have a wonderful 2026.
All right, whoa.
Yes.
I know we all might laugh.
You too, Chance.
I know we all might laugh at me for, I see what you're doing, Chance. I had to fact check him. What? Side character, not main Kyle on South Park.
Oh.
Because I was like, that last name's wrong.
So he went out of his way to connect me to
Oh,
Kyle.
Yeah. It's actually worse than what you would
it's
think.
Worse.
Yeah, it's worse.
I see what you did there, yeah. Chance. Don't think I didn't pick up on that. Ace DiCardano might know Kelly might know the Relia Quest Bowl is the Outback Bowl, but Gil and I know it's actually the Hall of Fame Bowl. Go Hawkeyes. Yes, that is absolutely right. We do know that. 7-0, by the way, still in favor of the Hawkeyes, but Vandy with their deepest penetration, I believe we call it, of the ball game so far.
Yeah,
inside the 30-yard line of the Hawkeyes. Strength on strength, good offense against great defense. Great offense against great defense in terms of Vandy's offense and Iowa's defense. 8:20 left in the second quarter in that one.
Yeah, see, Gil, you're thinking of Kyle Broflovski. That's who you're thinking of.
Either way, you get the idea.
His cousin Kyle, though. Kyle's cousin Kyle.
Know what you're doing, Chance. I hear you loud and clear. Let's continue with the whip around before we get to the bets. Arizona at the Rams. Again, I pointed this out. Rams are 7-point favorites. This went down from 8.
Yeah.
We'll say it again. Apologies because some are just tuning in. But again, if the Niners beat the Seahawks on Saturday, the Rams are locked into the 6th seed and this game won't matter at all to them.
Man, I wish the Cardinals had shown like any signs of life here down the stretch. I think I'd be in on them. Like, I think the Rams are going to end up sitting most of their guys.
We didn't talk a lot. We don't talk a lot about the teams that are, you know, going away after this week, but we did with the Falcons moments ago. The Cardinals feel like and have felt like they are a vastly better team than all of their 2-win and 3-win brethren, right, in the NFL this year.
Yes.
And yet, the Cardinals figured out a way to lose all those games.
Which, if you're a Cardinals fan, That's a good thing.
It's like, a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Trey McBride sets the record for most catches by a tight end.
Like, you could have 6-7 wins and be on the outside looking in.
Jacoby Brissett, Michael Wilson, like, lit up the box scores.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk to me about Amari DeMarcado, though, in that game, throwing the ball up.
They were so injured down the stretch.
Remember that guy, Kyler Murray? Do you remember that?
Yeah. He's still playing football.
Where does that stand with him?
When will he make his debut for the Las Vegas A's?
Chargers at Broncos, also in the late window on Sunday. So Chargers are sitting Justin Herbert. They don't care. 7 seed, 6 seed, they don't care. Broncos are 12.5-point favorites. Remember, Broncos win. They're the number one seed in the AFC with a 14-3 record. Bo Nix and the Broncos, 12.5-point favorites. If they lose and the Patriots win, the Patriots would be the number one seed.
I bet under 40.5 at open.
This is a 10-point teaser leg?
After the Herbert news, I think 10-point teaser. I didn't bet it in my teaser. I just have the under from open, but Nick Whalen brought it up earlier. I still like the under at 37.5.
I do think there is something to be said for what I brought up with Nick, which is, if the Chargers are sitting Justin Herbert, they do not care as much about resting players and getting everybody prepared for the playoffs. They don't care. They care more about that, I should say, than they do about who they end up playing the wild card round, which is to say, hey, internally, if we end up going to New England, we don't really care. That doesn't scare us any more than it scares us about anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens and Steelers is the one that closes out on Sunday. Remember, this is so we got the 2 games Saturday. Then we got a, half and half in terms of the early window and the late window. And then there is the standalone Sunday night game. Remember, no Monday night. This is the final game of the week 18 slate. Ravens and Steelers. This is for the AFC North crown. If it is a tie, it goes to the Steelers. Ravens favored by 3.5.
I laid 3 on open. You broke it down perfect on guessing lines. I guess I shouldn't be surprised we've moved even more.
What I said on guessing lines was, if this were up to me and I lived in a vacuum, I would make the Steelers 1.5-point favorites. Yeah. Right? I wouldn't make them 3-point favorites. I'd make them 1.5. But because I know that the market overrates the, or at least let me not say overrates, that's subjective, they rate the Ravens higher week after week after week after week, I guessed it would be Ravens by 2.5, I believe I said.
Yeah.
It's not that. It was 3 and then 3.5.
Yeah.
Now, there is some possibility that TJ Watt may return. There's optimism about that.
I'll tell you, though, one of the big things that I took away from last week in that Steelers-Browns game, DK Metcalf matters for that offense.
It matters.
Like, they could not get anything going. I know the Browns' defense is really good, but this Ravens' defense has been playing well recently. I've barely bet them this year. I'll go down one swing with the Ravens.
I mentioned that on the Megapod when I was talking about the Steelers looked like they were more concerned about not having Myles Garrett sack Aaron Rodgers than they were about winning the game. I did mention that their plausible deniability in that was, but we didn't have DK Metcalf, so we had to throw little dig passes all day long.
Also, it's just funny because like the plausible deniability is also like, the best way for us to win a game is by not letting Myles Garrett sack our quarterback. I've heard those back and forth.
What did happen on that Fannin Jr. touchdown? What was going on with the defender on that play?
I don't know.
Here are my bets that I made on guessing lines and then right afterwards. The Falcons were playing that night, so I had to wait till the next day to bet the Falcons, but it was induced by the guessing lines experience. Panthers +3 at the Bucks. That's 2.5 now. Falcons -3 versus the Saints. That's teetering on -3.5 reduced juice right now. So Panthers and Falcons for me. In the account, Bijan Robinson, offensive player of the year. Hope you saw our blind resume test yet from yesterday. 150-1 on Bijan to win OPOY. And then my Super Bowl finalist matchups, Chargers Rams 28-1, Chargers Niners 66-1. Also, I'm on the Canes tonight plus the points versus Ohio State. I'm on Texas Tech tomorrow. I'm on Indiana and Georgia, both laying the wood in their respective quarterfinal games tomorrow. And I have the Hoosiers to win it all at 10-1. You, sir.
I will be joining you on Miami tonight, hoping I see a 10 pop back up again, though. That would be cool.
Let's go.
No bet yet for me. Pelicans in the NBA for me this afternoon. Actually, no, they're a regular start time, 7 Eastern. Tonight against the Bulls, who are without Coby White and Josh Giddey, which matters. NFL for me this weekend, then Chargers, Broncos under 40.5, Ravens laying the 3, and a 10-point teaser with the Niners, Texans, and Jags.
Okay. Greg Peterson, Wake plus the points versus NC State in college hoops today. George Mason, -7.5 versus LaSalle. He's got both the side in total in the Clemson-Syracuse game. Clemson -1.5 versus the Orange. And then Clemson-Syracuse under 141.5. And then the Bonnies of St. Bonaventure +11 versus VCU. Will Hill, he's on Michigan today plus the touchdown versus Texas. Miami tonight plus the points versus Ohio State. Tomorrow, he's on Indiana laying the wood against Bama. He's on Oregon versus Texas Tech. And then Georgia laying the points against Ole Miss. He's also on the Steelers plus the points Sunday night against the Ravens. And then Wes Reynolds, you see his plays as well on the screen.
We VEASAN.com.
VEASAN.com. Check it out. Prop points next. Enjoy from VEASAN. Happy New Year.